Seeking more money to help Ukraine defend itself. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today unveiling a legislative request for $33 billion for an aid package for Ukraine.
Our unity at home, our unity with our allies and partners, and our unity with the Ukrainian people is sending an unmistakable message to Putin. You will never succeed in dominating Ukraine.
The proposal has more than $20 billion in military assistance for Ukraine and for bolstering defenses in nearby countries. The president also pushing for rules that would allow proceeds from seized Russian assets be used to help rebuild Ukraine. Meantime, Russia launched a number of attacks against Ukraine today, including missile strikes against Kyiv, shortly after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres met with President Volodymyr Zelensky in the country's capital. Russian forces also appear to be stepping up their attacks in the Donbas industrial region in the country's east. President Biden says he's still considering a push to forgive some student loan debt.
President Biden says his administration has already taken steps to ease student debt burden for tens of thousands of Americans in public service, but he is considering further reductions for borrowers.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction.
There have been calls, particularly among progressive Democrats, for far wider debt forgiveness. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer supports a resolution canceling as much as $50,000 in federal student loan debt. The president says he'll have an answer in a couple of weeks.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. President Biden urging Congress to approve an additional $22.5 billion to battle the pandemic. Those funds would go toward vaccines, treatments, testing, and aid to other countries to help contain the spread of COVID-19. America's listening to Fox News.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
News. Moderna is asking the FDA to greenlight its COVID-19 vaccine for young children.
Moderna has submitted data to the Food and Drug Administration, hoping to prove its two low-dose shots can protect kids younger than 6 years old. As of now, only children older than five can be vaccinated in the U.S. with Pfizer's vaccine, which leaves about 18 million kids younger than that unprotected. Getting clearance from the FDA is the first step in getting the shots to the masses. The CDC still has to sign off on recommendations for who needs them, which could be all kids or those at higher risk of COVID. Moderna isn't the only vaccine maker racing to get the shot to the youngest. Pfizer is also expected to soon make an announcement on its three-dose shots for little kids. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A new study finds climate change may eventually help spread thousands of new viruses.
The study, published in the scientific journal Nature, found that a changing climate may force species to move to more habitable climates, including higher elevations, and that this will produce, quote, novel opportunities for viral sharing among species that were previously geographically isolated. The study examined more than 3,000 mammal species, estimating that their movement into new areas of high human population densities, especially in parts of Asia and Africa, could result in cross-species transmission of viruses 4,000 times. The researchers, including a biologist at Georgetown, concluded that holding a rise in warming below 2 degrees Celsius will not reduce what they called future viral sharing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
California and 15 other states that want the U.S. Postal Service to buy electric-powered delivery vehicles are suing to halt purchases of thousands of gas-powered trucks. Three lawsuits filed today in New York and California by the states and environmental groups demand that the Postal Service conduct a more thorough environmental review before moving forward with the next generation vehicle program. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.